Hey, future doctors. Thanks for joining me on Spoonful of Sugar, a podcast made for medical students by medical students to help the medicine go down. My name is Rhea Mulherker. I am currently a fourth-year radiation oncology resident in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I will be your host today. Welcome to episode 100 of Spoonful of Sugar. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Rhea. I started the Spoonful of Sugar podcast in 2019 when I was a fourth-year medical student at Drexel University College of Medicine. Fast forward 5 years, we are now on season 4 of the podcast, and it's crazy for me to say that we've made it to episode 100. This is not something that I thought would happen when I originally started doing this in 2019. And I have to say, it's all because of our audience and because of all of the medical students who have contributed to the podcast. And now we actually have a student board of medical students that help to run the podcast. And so this really would not have been possible without the listeners, without all of these students that are on our team, and now these highly dedicated students that make up our student board. So a huge thank you to everyone who has been a part of this journey. And I cannot thank you enough for helping us get this far and for helping the Spoonful of Sugar teaching platform, you know, really, really shine over these years. In honor of our 100th episode, I wanted to just take this opportunity to reintroduce the podcast, talk a little bit about what we've done and what we hope to do, and most importantly, invite more of our listeners to get involved. Whether you have just started listening to the podcast or whether you've been following Spoonful of Sugar for some time now, we are always looking for more medical students to join our team and to help us grow, and we would love to see more medical students involved. So just to give you a little bit of background of Spoonful of Sugar, in case you're not familiar with us, each of our episodes average somewhere around 30 minutes in length generally, and we try to pick a topic that's important for the USMLE Step 1 exam, but sometimes we have topics that are even a little bit more advanced and more applicable for Step 2 or Step 3, things that'll help you during your clinical rotations and then, you know, maybe even as a resident. So we try to take these topics, try to make episodes that are around 30 minutes in length. And the purpose of each episode is really just to serve as a casual review for you of that material. We try to take a topic like congenital heart diseases or type 1 diabetes or congestive heart failure, and we just try to pick it apart and talk about the different aspects of that topic in a way that really makes sense. Along the way, just so our listeners aren't completely tuning us out, we try to ask lots of questions to keep listeners involved. The purpose of these questions is not to make you feel stressed out or make you feel bad if you get it wrong. It's really just to keep you engaged and to kind of jog your memory. It's totally fine if you get questions wrong, right? Because that's what learning is, and we expect you to get things wrong at this stage. As you're listening, though, if you're trying to stay engaged and trying to answer questions either out loud or in your head, hopefully as we then say the answers and kind of provide a little bit of explanation about why that answer is correct, it helps you to kind of make these connections in your mind and help you remember them long term. We also try to make you, you know, help make you remember things long term by providing little mnemonics and memory devices and things like that. It's all about psychological safety. There's really no pressure if you get anything wrong. It's really just meant to serve as a very casual review while you're taking care of other life things like driving to go see a loved one or folding laundry or working out. You know, I often felt guilty as a medical student, and even now as a resident, sometimes I feel guilty when I'm doing something that's not really occupying a lot of my time, but is also necessary and I wish I could be studying. That's when it's great to just throw on a podcast, and hopefully if you have a high quality podcast that can really serve as an excellent review for whatever topic you're doing. And that's really all Spoonful of Sugar is. When I started this podcast back in 2019, I was inspired by some of the reviews that we would have in our medical school geared towards in-house exams. And these reviews were always most effective, in my opinion, when they were led by third and fourth year medical students, because those students had just been in our shoes. They understood kind of exactly where we were in terms of knowledge for that exam. They also were actively rotating in the either in clinic or in the hospital on different rotations, and they were able to connect textbook level concepts and apply them to an actual clinical scenario. And they were able to present them in a way that just made so much sense. And the stuff that they said really stuck with me and it really helped me. And so that's kind of how I modeled these episodes and how it was meant to be. Now, when I started this mission back in 2019, it was all a one-woman show. I was the only one hosting episodes. I was doing all the recording, uploading it to the website, managing the podcast, etc. Over the years, I have been so grateful because medical students have been interested in getting involved, and I've been able to actually recruit more and more third and fourth year medical students that have passed the USMLE Step 1 exam onto the team. These medical students, any medical student that hosts for us is welcome to host just one episode or as many episodes as they want on whatever topics they want. Oftentimes, students will choose topics that are pertinent to their future specialty or something that they're really good at or something that they're interested in or even something that they want to get better at. You know, it's teaching something is one of the best ways to learn it. And so oftentimes students will just pick something that they want to actually master even better. And so there's, you know, you can, there's no limits to what types of episodes you could do if you are a host for Spoonful of Sugar. This year, we actually had our very first round of applications for our student board. And starting in 2024, the Spoonful of Sugar podcast is no longer run just by myself. I'm very grateful to have a team of 8 different third and fourth year medical students who serve in various capacities on our student board, and they actually help us immensely in reviewing the content by different hosts, by engaging with students that are interested in getting involved. They peer review the content, and then they help us to publish it and keep the website updated and things like that. So I'm very, very grateful to have them on board. So that brings us to the question, how can you get involved? If you are a third or fourth year medical student and you have passed the USMLE Step 1 exam, you are eligible to host an episode for Spoonful of Sugar. The best way to connect with us is to visit our website at spoonfulofsugar.org and send us a note through the contacts page. One of our team members will get back to you and we'll talk about what type of episode you might be interested in hosting, and we'll provide some information on how to host an episode with us. If you are not at that stage yet and you're still in the phase where you're preparing for the Step 1 exam, keep us in mind, because once you finish that Step 1 exam, you can certainly reach out to us and host an episode for us. I think that this is an excellent opportunity for medical students to practice their teaching skills. Teaching is something that's not ever really formally taught to us, but we're expected to teach when we're medical students, when we're residents, and even when we're attendings. You're expected to teach for the rest of your life, not just other trainees, but also patients, right? We teach patients about the management of complicated medical conditions. And so this is a really great opportunity to practice teaching things, practice taking really hard, complicated concepts and making them feel very accessible and presenting them in a way that's easy for students to remember later on. It's also something that looks really good on your CV. This is a free open access publication, and so you can cite it as such on your resume or CV. And it's something to, you know, talk about down the road when you're interviewing for residencies. And so I really, really encourage anyone who has taken Step 1, who's a third and fourth year medical student, to reach out to us. Again, all you have to do is visit www.spoonfulofsugar.org, and you can send us a message through the contacts page indicating that you're interested, and then we will get back to you. For those of you who are still preparing for that very daunting USMLE Step 1 exam, we obviously wish you the best of luck and hope that you'll lean on Spoonful of Sugar as a resource to kind of supplement all of the other things that are guiding you towards test day. And, you know, in the meantime, if you, before you're eligible for hosting, if you ever have a suggestion or want us to host an episode on a particular topic, reach out about that too, and we'll try to make it happen. I feel bad because we're not always able to meet those requests when we get messages for episodes on certain topics. But sometimes we are, and it's really satisfying to be able to say, hey, I recorded an episode on heart sounds because somebody actually reached out to me and wanted an episode specifically on this topic. And so, you know, we try to make it happen when we can. So definitely reach out to us. And if you're listening to any episodes and things aren't making sense, or if you are having a hard time understanding something, or you feel that maybe we made an error and there might actually be a point of discussion there, you can always comment on the website itself in the episode page. Or you can always reach out to us again through the contacts page. You can email us, you can message us on social media. All of those things you can always do. This entire podcast is truly about building a community of medical students that are there for each other and that are helping each other. And so many of you have already engaged in that. All of the medical students who have hosted for us have already done such an incredible job in teaching other medical students and passing forward their knowledge and wisdom on certain topics. So I'm really hopeful that we can continue to engage more and more medical students. Again, I cannot say how grateful I am. Makes me a little emotional to think about how big of a community we have actually created. And it's I really love teaching, and so it has just been such an honor to be able to teach and to be able to help others teach through this platform. So thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you if you are just getting involved with Spoonful of Sugar. If you're just hearing about it, I encourage you to dig into some content episodes and kind of get a picture of what we're about. One thing I'll say as I depart is that, you know, this is learning in medicine is always going to continue to happen. Even when you're an attending, you have to keep learning every single day. And we're just kind of building on that knowledge that we have every day. And so you're never going to get to a point where you know everything. But when you're a physician, what's important is knowing what you know and also knowing what you don't know and when you actually need to look it up. And that is what makes a good physician, is knowing their limitations as well. So with that, I will close out this episode. I can't believe it's episode 100. It's just so exciting for me. I hope that we can continue to make hundreds of more episodes and continue to keep teaching each other. So thank you to everyone who has been a part of this journey so far, and good luck to everyone with all of their medical milestones.